There's a discussion among the poskim on after Shavuos, how long do we not say Tachanun? So the Ramah brings down the classic that we assume, Isru Chag. The day after Shavuos, we don't say Tachanun, but then afterwards we do. And the Magen Avraham brings down a minig that you don't say Tachanun for a week after Shavuos. I.e. a week, there's a debate whether it's a week after the first, 6 days after the first day, or 6 days after the second day. The different minhagim. And what's it based on? Because other Yom Tovim have a whole week. But Shavuos is only one day, but you had enough Shavuos, you were able to bring the Karban for a week. So Zeichu HaMikdash, whatever we remember, we don't do Takan. In fact, the Chog Yaakov has even a bigger chiddush. So we paskin no Takan on Yisru Chag, and then different Chassidish places or non-Chassidish places, some have a minhag not to do it 6 days or 7 days. So there's a Chog Yaakov has a bigger chiddush. We do not paskin like, or at least I don't know anyone who does. And he says, not only is there a din of tashlum, and therefore we don't do tachanin for the whole week, but there's a mixas kedusha that we don't even make a shachiyano. In other words, normally on the yantuf, if you missed a shachiyano, you can make it up. It's still yantuf. It's sukkis. It's pesach. But Shavuos is only one day, or 2 days, so you can't make a shachiyano. He writes that you can even make up the Shechiyano during these days of Tashlum, and we don't assume that way. So we see the concept of that even though Shavuos is only one day, but the impact we see even lasts a week and if not longer. And that's what the Avnei Nezer writes regarding the Nazir. So actually this year, again, it's the second day of Shavuos is on Shabbos, so we're not going to begin Parshas Naso to the following week. In Eretz Yisrael, they're going to start Naso this week, and then we'll have to play catch-up again. So there's a famous Avnei Nezer talks about this whole Machokas, Rambam, Ramban, Nazir being a good thing, bad thing. So, but either way, let's assume like the Ramban was a good thing. V'achar Yishteh HaNazir, and afterwards it says, after the Nazirus is over, and he's permitted to have wine, and he could drink so the Nazir could drink wine. So everyone asked the Shai, what do you mean the Nazir drinking wine? It's an oxymoron. If you're a Nazir, you can't drink wine. His nearest is over. So why does the Torah label him a Nazir if he's no longer a Nazir? So the Avnei Nezer and others Svarim point out, it's true he's not a Nazir, but after you spent all that time being a Nazir, so therefore you want something to remain with you. That all the work he put on, the Mesiras Nefesh, all the time he worked on himself to become a Kadosh, so therefore, the Kadosh doesn't disappear, it continues afterward. So that's the goal. If it's not Acha Yishta Nazir Yayin, then perhaps the Nazir didn't accomplish that much. But if you take that time period and make it and to sanctify the rest of your life, and it's a great thing, like the other Avnei Nezer of the same Yishmuel, about how come we don't make Pesamim a Motzai Yontif, yet we make it a Motzai Shabbat. So there's a whole discussion, whether we have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif or not, but assuming we do. So the Avnei Nezer, the same Yishmuel quote, is because Shabbos Kviya V'Kaima, Shabbos comes, whether we like it or not, the Kedusha is there, we make a token Kedusha. So they have an easy come, easy go. When it comes to Yontif, it's Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman, and we put in the hard work. So when it comes to the Neshama Yisera and Shabbos, it was a gift, so the gift leaves in the right away. So therefore we get shook up, we need to smell the Besamim. But Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman, and we brought the Neshama Yisera Yontif, so we brought it, sticks around, so therefore no need for Besamim. The Acha Yishta HaNazir Yoyin, as like Rav Shlomo Kluger writes as well, Nimri Shefer, that it says, even, you know, we know Pesach Sheni, which is coming up in a couple of weeks in Parshas Paloska, depending on Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laaretz, And it's but everyone agrees that it's Yud Dalet Iyar. Again, it's a debate today whether there is a Pesach Sheni, but everyone agrees it's a Yud Dalet Iyar. So the Pasuk says afterwards, so the Pesach Sheni was on Yud Dalet Iyar, but Anei Kavod didn't leave until the 21st of Iyar. So again, the same concept, he says that we do something on Pesach Sheni that the Kedusha lasts, and even for a whole week. In fact, that's a whole discussion. Again, speaking of Tachanun, there's a minig of not doing Tachanun for a whole week after Pesach Sheni. And that could be based on Meshach Chachma Parshas Pinchas, based on the Psukim, that perhaps, because the whole debate that Minchas Chinuch discusses Machlokas and the Yerushalmi on whether if the Beis HaMikdash was built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, would you observe Pesach Sheni or not? So the Minchas Chinuch writes, that seems to be clear from the Gemara Masechet, no. Because Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric day. It's 30 days after Rov Klal Yisrael brought Karban Pesach Ketahara, since we don't have it. There's the famous Maaseh with the Belzer Rebbe, where he makes the Zecher L'Mikdash Kehillel, so they say, like, what do you mean? And he had a lot of Kavana, and he says it's a Tefillah. It's not a Hefzik that... Here we about a Beis HaMikdash, should I get to bring the I get to bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni? Aye, what do you mean? But if he's sitting here in Gola, so that's what the Meshach Chachma, based on the Meshach Chachma, they want to answer the bells of Rebbe. But he writes that no, based on the Psukim, that if the Beis HaMikdash is built between Bayis Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, there won't be a Pesach Sheni, but there'll be a Pesach Rishon. There'll be a Pesach Rishon that's 7 days, and that's the minhag for Takan in 7 days. So that's the Yisod here, that whether it's the Yontav or Shavuos, that the Koach HaTorah should last the whole year, but it's only a week after, and that's why immediately after Shavuos, which is Parashas Nasu, we learn about the Nazir, it's Va'achar Yishta HaNazir Yayin, and therefore the impact of Nazirah should last forever, so to the impact of all the mitzvahs and all the Yom Tovim, but specifically Chag HaShavuos, will have an impact for the rest of the year.